I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day in Washington. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan testified before Congress on the state of the U.S. economy. Here to tell us what he had to say is Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale. John, welcome to the show. And, well, what did he have to say?
Hello, Alex. Well, he was generally upbeat. He says the economy is improving on many fronts. Growth, there's better worker productivity, more manufacturing orders. He also said there's a better geopolitical outlook, which means the war against terrorism and Iraq and Afghanistan is causing less of a drag on the confidence of American consumers. Greenspan said that that's really given a spark to the economy since the last time he appeared before Congress 6 months ago.
The gross domestic product expanded vigorously over the second half of 2003. Progress in creating jobs, however, has been limited. Looking forward, the prospects are good for sustained expansion of the U.S. economy.
He said that this improving economy will eventually create more jobs. You know, he also patted himself on the back for keeping interest rates low, saying that these record low rates are allowing homeowners to get cheap mortgages and car loans and puts money back in consumers' pockets so they go out and spend in the malls and keep the economy growing.
Well, I'm sure the congressional panel was happy to hear that. What did he have to say about the federal budget deficit?
He's worried that rising budget deficits will cause difficulties, even, as he says, in the short term. He warned that if investors don't have the confidence that Congress and the president will bring red ink under control, the Fed's going to have to increase interest rates sooner rather than later, and that, of course, takes some of the spark out of the recovery. But Greenspan has been known as a deficit hawk for a long time. He's never liked them, and he's often said that spending is the thing that has to be reined in, that politicians have made more promises for the future in Social Security and Medicare and education and welfare than the government can ever afford. Now, the Democrats on the committee today pressed him on whether tax cuts have also caused the deficit to rise, the tax cuts that they claim benefit the wealthy disproportionately. But Greenspan stood firm in his view that spending cuts should be the first priority before raising taxes on anybody.
We don't know the extent to which tax increases curtail economic activity and therefore the revenue base. We do know that it is a risk.
And therefore, let's cut spending first and deal with the taxes later. But he knows that he's been around Washington for a long time, that bringing down spending, that's the tough part, just as we've seen with the controversial budget cuts in the president's budget that was released earlier this month.
Other warnings from the Fed chairman?
Creeping protectionism, he called that a dark cloud on the economic horizon, especially given the huge trade imbalances that the U.S. faces. If American industries are able to erect barriers to foreign products and services, Greenspan worries that the trade deficit, which is now propped up by foreign investors, will become unsustainable.
John Dimsdale, thank you very much. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by Minnesota Public Radio.